We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I love it. Stoney, what if I told you as fired up as you are for today's show, I'm fired up every day. Let's go.
No, I know that. I know that. You know, you establish a level of play that, quite frankly, is very, very difficult to reach. You know, you set a bar. Your bar's very, very high.
It's like facing Arkansas back in the Nolan Richardson days of 40 nice. Minutes of hell. You cannot walk it up the court against Guru. You're gonna have to play at his tempo. It's not to say you can't beat Goo at that tempo, but it's gonna be a 4 hour up and down affair with the Goo.
It's kind of like
Daryl the Guru Johnson with the air ball.
It's kind of like 40 minutes of hell meets Loyola Marymount under Paul Westhead.
Look at you.
It's just incredible. By the way, real quick, last thing on Max Homa. He's on Twitter, at MaxHoma23. And one of the things he does that's really fun and funny is you can send him your swing, and he'll critique it. And he's got a great sense of humor, and he's good-natured about it. But he'll rip you. He'll rip you if you show him a swing he doesn't like. Giants did it again, guys. We're gonna get into them again. 6-5, they score in the ninth. They come back from behind. Lamont Wade Jr. with a hit in the ninth inning. Gets a little dicey in the ninth, but they turn a great double play. And we're gonna talk a lot about them today. And the Niners also, as we're going to start to move our attention to the Packers. But the one thing I just want to get started on is in the Chronicle today, there was a piece about Ben Simmons and the Warriors, and Joe Lacob was quoted as saying about Simmons and the possible trade. In some ways, it doesn't really fit what we're doing, meaning Simmons. He makes a lot of money. And can he finish games? I don't know. So, you know, that's a pretty juicy quote. And so this morning, I get a text from Joe Lacob, who basically said, you know, I said something that's going to be, it may blow up a little. But I want to give you a little background on what happened. And he thought that was an off the record comment. What happens a lot in this business is a guy will get asked something about a player and he'll say, you know, I can't really comment on that player. And then that's the quote on the record. And then as a courtesy, a lot of times you get some background, you know, look, not for attribution, but you know, it's a tricky decision. He makes a lot of money, this, that, and the other thing. And Joe Lacob wasn't convinced or didn't think that particular part of it was going to get out. But also he said, you know, I made a mistake. It's all on me. I'm going to get fined for it. There's no doubt about it. You know, you kind of live and you learn. But I was just really essentially trying to provide a little background. And I was surprised when I saw it.
Yeah, we should put the rat on the table, just first rat. I haven't thrown a rat all week. But Steiny with the humble flex there. Joe was texting me. Joe and
but
I.
But he did, though. But I don't he call did, it a flex, Dibs. He no, did. But this is his show. What up, Joe? If you're listening, we love you.
It is a flex. And, you know, Steiny doesn't have a ton of muscles, but one muscle he does have is his Lacob. It's like a bicep. And he just pulled it out and just bam, right in our face. But it's good that we have such a direct line via Matt Steinmetz, who's, you know, seen a thing or two about these Golden State Warriors. He's probably seen and I mean by he, I mean oh, you, boy. Over the course of 25 years, you've probably seen about 2,000 Warrior games, so I'm not surprised that Joe Goo would reach out to Matt.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this. The words that he used, you know, couldn't finish games, Steiny, about Ben, how expensive he is. Those echoed my sentiments. I don't want Ben here, but where I'm looking at James Harden last year where he basically quit on the Rockets. He dogged it. It was shameful, but he showed up. Steiny, I think Ben is headed down a road the way he went total diva and announced, I'm not showing up. What if nobody facilitates a trade for him? Because you mentioned, oh, they're going to take something for nothing. But what if they don't and his ass is not in a training camp and the season starts? I envision this and Ben Simmons is teamless.
Well, Doc Rivers said today, I hope we can change that thought, meaning Ben Simmons not wanting to show up in Philly. He said that's part of our job. So at least right now Philly's trying to make trying to sound like it's they're going to try to make nice with Ben Simmons. But, you know, the other thing is, here's the other way that I kind of have read the story, et cetera, is, you know, the Warriors aren't likely to trade for Ben Simmons. I think we probably knew that before today. But it's not completely out of the question if the price comes down. Monty Poole of NBC Sports Bay Area reported that, you know, the front office is a little split on it. And the front office was split on Klay Thompson and Kevin Love. That trade that they ended up not making, and it was the best trade they never made. So, you know, I don't doubt for 1 minute that of the four or five big boys in the Warriors front office, you know, they're not unanimous on this. And it's something that you talk about every day because things may change every day. Maybe Philadelphia comes off a guy that they want, or maybe they're willing to include somebody that they hadn't been before. But I agree. It does look like Ben Simmons probably not going to be a Golden State Warrior this year. But the other thing I was thinking is with Joe Lacob, all right, he's been here for 10 years now. I think 2011 was when he bought the team. So we've gotten to know this guy over a decade. And a lot of owners who are hands-on aren't well-liked, let's face it. But he is, and he's respected. And one of the things Lacob does is he's accommodating. He'll talk about his team to the media, and he loves talking basketball. And what I'm thinking is it kind of suck if you got to – you know, he's very open, and like it would be a shame if – he all of a sudden says, you know what, I gotta shut it down a little bit because I don't want stuff to get out there that I don't want to get out there. So that's the thing that would suck if that comes of this.
Let me ask you and Dibs, because you guys know, do you think the person that basically stabbed Joe in the back, Dibs and Steiny, misread the room and thought that he could go public with those comments? Because well, you know you'll never can get anything from him again. But do you think maybe the guy's like, oh, or gal, I didn't know.
Well, it was Rusty Simmons, and I'm going to assume that there was a miscommunication, clearly.
Okay.
Because guy says, don't put this in the paper. It's pretty gutsy to then put it in the paper. So there must have been a miscommunication.
Well, especially over something this, quote unquote, small. Now, if it's a major breaker, like, Rusty, I don't want you to put this in there, but we're shopping Steph Curry. I mean, he's on the block. And, you know, if a reporter then goes with that, that's a major bombshell that, you know, you still, I mean, Steiny knows, you still wouldn't want to risk that relationship over something so major as that. But this might be one of those miscommunications. And you're right, though, Steiny, about, you know, having an owner like Joe Lacob, who is not eager to talk to the media, but he's texting you and he'll talk to reporters. Think about the Giants owner, who we don't even know. We don't even hear from him. It's not Larry Bear, the majority owner, Mr. Johnson. Whoa. You never hear from him.
Who are you?
You don't even start with John Fisher, where the guy may or may not even exist, for God's sakes, as often as he talks to the media. Jed York, I think, has done it perfectly now, where he talks very rarely and only...
winning with class.
Thank you. But he put all that other stuff to bed. No more tweets, no more talking. So to have an owner like Joe Lacob who is willing to talk, hopefully he doesn't retreat into a shell after this.
Yeah, and Rusty Simmons was on with the Morning Roast today, so you can take a listen to that interview. And I know Rusty, but it's just just a little background for the whole situation. And you know, I think the real big news is something that I think we already kind of knew, was that it's unlikely that the Warriors go after Ben Simmons. I mean, I think he'd fit here, but a lot of people don't, and it looks like the Warriors are leaning that way. So we'll see how that plays out with training camp coming up in just a week, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.